Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Past life regression therapy is a breakthrough therapy movement that's been growing in popularity as more and more people search for alternative and complementary healing methods. My guest today is Ann Barham. She's a certified regression therapist as well as a licensed marriage and family therapist. Welcome to the show, Ann. So tell us first, what exactly is past life therapy?
Sure. Well, this is a mode of therapy where we're looking at the unconscious origins of issues that we have in our current life. And just as in conventional therapy, we might look at things that happened in our childhood that we're not even conscious of. We're just extending the timeline backwards into prior lifetimes. And this is based on the concept that we are eternal souls that live multiple human lifetimes, and what happened in prior lifetimes is impacting us in our current life today.
So what do you say to people? Because we've all heard the thing, well, in a past life, I was, must have been a nun, or I must have been,
right.
You know, we hear those things all the time. People joke about that.
Right.
But this is a true form of therapy that you use. What do you say to people that say, oh, come on, how do you know that that's just not something that we're implanting into the person's head, or that we're giving these ideas based on a television show that we've watched or a movie that we've seen? How do you know that
that's
what do you say to people?
That's a great question. And here's the way I approach it. I'm a therapist. I'm not a researcher trying to prove the existence of prior lifetimes or not. So even if we aren't going to an actual prior life, we find that the stories that come up are fabulous metaphors for what's going on in the person's current life, and it helps resolve the issue. So it works, number one. Number two, the story is coming completely from the client, rather than it's not me telling them. They're not going to a psychic who's saying, oh, you were, you know, Queen Elizabeth, and this happened and that happened. Instead, I'm just helping clients go to a very relaxed place. We go to the origin of whatever the issue is that they're interested in, and the story comes from them. So, and it's often very deeply felt. So there's a variety of things that happen with this that give a lot of validity. Whether or not it's a completely accurate past life story as a therapist doesn't matter so much to me, because it resolves issues.
True, and that's where I see the benefits. Whether or not there really is a past life that we've all led, and I'm not sure what I believe. I think about it at all different times, and about future lives and what our souls do, and then we can get real ethereal with all of this stuff. However, as a therapy and a mode of therapy, then, Ann, what do you use this for? Is it used for anxiety? Is it used for maybe past abusive situations you're trying to break free from? What do you mainly use this type of therapy for?
You know, and that's one of the wonderful things. There's a very broad range of issues that this is helpful with. You know, one of the key ones that people come in for is relationship issues, be it with a spouse, with a parent-child issue, wanting to reconnect with someone that they were close with who has passed, whether it's a work situation with a boss or coworker, trying to understand why certain dynamics are stuck, and no matter what they try to do, they just can't seem to get it right. So that whole relationship issue is one. Also, emotional issues such as anxiety, depression, just various things like people feeling like they just can't speak their truth. There's something holding them back. They don't know what they want to do with their life. All those kinds of things. People also come in for physical problems like insomnia or irritable bowel. I had an issue with my feet where I had rotated hammer toes that, despite surgery, were still causing me quite a bit of pain. That was resolved in one regression. So it can go across a broad variety of issues. And one of the really wonderful things is it's also a very spiritually oriented work, because people really get in touch with this sense of an eternal nature of their existence. And there's quite a peace and calmness that comes around the whole idea of death and, you know, the shortness of one lifetime and the fact that perhaps this is an ongoing experience that we have, and they're able to really plug into that kind of overwhelming sense of a divine presence, an eternal loving being or energy that's kind of surrounding our whole experience.
It's fascinating to me, Anne. It really is. And I can see where it almost is putting someone into a meditative state where they're really not hypnotic, but more meditative, where they're able to think of these things and think through solutions and think through different problems and find answers to them or peace from them. So
yes.
What kind of tools are available to help people explore some more? What do you do? I mean, give us an example of what it's, how you delve into that. Do you use a little bit of a hypnotic state, a trance situation? What do you do?
Yeah, generally, I'll do about a 2.5 hour session with someone if they come in, because I like to make it a one time, you know, one visit to handle the whole thing. So we will do a little preparatory work for the first 1/2 hour, just really getting comfortable, finding out what the client really wants to delve into. And then I will use usually a kind of light hypnosis, because the person's going to be talking with me the whole time, but they do need to be in a relaxed state where their focus is a little more on what's going on inside of them rather than what's around them. And then I'll direct them to whatever lifetime holds the origin of the problem or issue that they're wanting to explore. And interesting enough, images or thoughts and feelings will start coming up that lead to a story that will follow through the lifetime. I'll be directing people to, you know, where they live, who are the family members, who are the key people in their life then, what are the key events, what's the critical event that we need to see, what kinds of decisions perhaps were made about themselves or about life in general from those events, what the unfinished business is, and then we'll actually go through the death in that prior lifetime, see what kind of experience they have as their awareness is ongoing after the body dies, and even do some work kind of in the spiritual realm to see if we can get more life direction for them now, or see if there's any other psychological type work that we need to do to clean up whatever is left over from that prior life. And then I'll pull them out of that, and we'll have another 1/2 hour or so where we kind of process everything that happened and how it impacts them now. Usually people come out of this feeling absolutely wonderful, which is
well,
really
it
nice.
Sounds like yeah. It would be so interesting, really. We only have about 20 seconds left. Tell
okay.
people where they can find more.
Yeah, they can find more at my website, which is pastlives.org. So that's PASTLIVES.org. And I do have a new book that'll be coming out in spring of next year through Enliven Books, which is a division of Simon & Schuster, and the name of that book is In Another Lifetime.
In so, Another Lifetime, so you can go to pastlives.org. Something to look into if you're looking for different forms of therapy and complementary medicine. You never know which one is for you, and that's what we do here. We cover all of them so that you can make informed decisions. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.